Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
1204 on the show on KMOX. You can find the show on Twitter at the show KMOX. You can find us right now live on Facebook. I'm waving at Facebook. Hi, Facebook.
Hey.
Facebook.com/KMOX1120. You can see us there.
Before we get into the thing we're about to get into, Amy, I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
Do you know what was happening during the break?
Oh, my gosh. This is the worst.
Kevin.
No, it's nothing bad. Don't worry.
Kevin was ignoring me to hang out with his other work friends on the DGS.
I was hanging out with the DGS.
Yeah, he's hanging out with the Glover Show people.
Okay.
And then Ron was
I tried to walk over there, and he put his hand up like, nope. Like, nope, don't come over here. This is Glover Show business.
You should have seen it, though, Amy. The reality is he was hanging back, like staring over at us with these longing eyes like,
Can I come hang out?
Can I come over too? And then that's when I gave him the, you know, I gave him the Heisman pose.
He said, this is Glover Show business. Stay out of it.
Yeah. This is the kind of nonsense that needs to stop, Kevin.
Those are my high school friends. You guys are my college friends.
No, you're married to us. You can't go flirting with other shows.
We're married?
Yes.
My wife is not going to be happy about this.
Well, it's Utah.
No.
You can have multiple marriages.
Kevin,
wait, is that really a thing
so
in Utah?
Uncomfortable right now.
Oh no, not at all. It's great. Let's just
Anyway, Kevin was hanging out with his other work friends.
Sister hosts. That's what it's called. Sister what? Wives? Host wives? What's that show? Sister wives? Yeah, that was the show.
I don't like those two words together. I don't like that at all. Let's not do
what
that.
What was the HBO show about it was not Gary's. I always get Bill Paxton, right?
Yeah. Bill Paxton's a guy, yeah.
I always get
Chet from Weird Science.
Okay, but what was he had multiple wives?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Oh, God. Never mind.
It's not a topic. It's not interesting, is it? Okay. Was it a good show?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Well, you bring it up and you... Damn it, Ranji.
Well, that was the point, because we're talking about you having multiple relationships.
Well, I'm just saying you can't flirt with other shows now.
Yeah, you can't flirt with other shows.
We weren't flirting. We were just reliving the good old days.
Yeah, you were wishing that it was the good old days.
Anyway.
No, I would never wish that. You guys are my good new days.
Good.
Sure, whatever, Kevin.
I like you guys. I'm here. I'm here for you now. We're present.
Ranj, did you hear about the people that got stuck in the arch?
Oh, my God. Did I ever. Which is it's a bit of a nightmare for me.
Is it? Is that one of your irrational fears?
To be stuck in an elevator, which I have been in the building I live in, because the elevators are suspect at best, but I live dangerously. Yes. And on the did they redo the elevators at the Arch recently? I think they did within the last few years, right?
Probably, because the elevator goes like up and over, up and over.
Yes, yeah. The clicking.
Mm-hmm.
That's always made me really nervous, but it's not too much where I won't go up in it. But it's odd that over the weekend or over the last few days, we have had that incident where mm-hmm. people were stuck there for, I forgot the exact time frame, the amount of, was it like an hour?
It was a couple hours.
Yeah, it was like a couple hours. That's not good.
And that little egg?
Yeah.
Yes.
That wouldn't be fun.
Yeah, the egg that you can see out the window, and it's just the innards of the arch, and you could see a staircase.
Yeah, I was going to say, and then knowing that the staircase is there doesn't make it scary at all.
Well, it does to me, because then you start to think, do I have to walk down this now?
I got
to
walk down stairs. They're stairs.
I know, but those are steep.
But they're stairs.
I'm scared.
That
I don't want to do
me
it.
So much less worry. Just like when I don't care about any of those such things. I don't worry about elevators failing or going up on tall things.
You don't have any irrational fears?
Not that I'm aware of. If I do, I haven't run into it yet. Like
one of those
things where you're just like afraid of it for no real reason.
Yeah, here are my top three: mildew, gum disease, and going to prison for a crime.
You know what?
What?
One of those is not crazy. I am so afraid of being wrongfully convicted of a crime.
Yes!
I think about it all the time.
I think
all
I would,
the time.
I think I would thrive in prison.
I'm not kidding you. I think about that nonstop.
All the time.
Every time I see...
You're not seriously... You guys are seriously worried about that.
I'm actually afraid 100%. Of it.
What are the odds?
Well, you know, it doesn't matter.
Unless you guys are both, like, operating a drug cartel behind my back, in which case, where's my money? I don't know what... Why would you even have that fear?
Because there are shows about it.
Yeah.
And then you watch the shows
I watch those movies,
too. What if
I'm
driving down the road? I'm driving to work, right? And a hair flies out of my car because... I have a lot of hair, and there's a murder or a crime scene, and my hair is found on the body because it blew out of the car onto the crime scene, and they do a DNA test.
Well, that's just, now that's ridiculous.
That could happen.
Because it's more likely that you're at a crime scene, or you're at a friend's house. Right. And then you leave the friend's house and then they get murdered.
You guys have worried about this entirely too much.
No, we have not. I don't think you're worried enough.
That's like... Worried about this thing that is never, ever, ever going to happen.
No, I have the...
I mean, unless you're running in circles with people committing murders and stuff, you have nothing to worry about.
Kevin, I have the Innocence Project phone number on my phone just in case.
I mean, seriously, though, I do worry about that. And mildew. I'm constantly worried about mildew. I always have my apartment guy, like, you know, the guy that you call the landlord.
That's
and then they
the maintenance bro?
Yes, thank you. The guy. And he comes and I'm like, is that mold? And he's like, it's not mold. We've been over this. I mean, it's an old apartment. There's water
damage. Wait, are you afraid of mold or mildew?
Primarily both, but mildew. That scares me. It's so bad for you. So I always have people come over and look at it to see if it's mold or mildew. Because if you have water damage, you have mold. And I've had water damage and also gum disease. I don't have it, but I'm afraid of it. So
you all, I'm telling you, man, you guys are something.
I'm not afraid of gum disease.
No, but I guarantee
something about gum disease.
I guarantee you have some other irrational thing.
Yeah, I'm. Well,
Ron,
there's another one.
Do you have dreams that your teeth fall out? That's gum disease adjacent.
No, I've heard that that's about...
It's stress.
It's stress, and you have a fear of losing friends or people close to you.
Mm.
Which is true. I'm stressed. I'm afraid of those things. But in my dream, it manifests. Maybe that's why I'm afraid of gum disease, is that my gums are weak and my teeth fall out.
Well, you're about to lose people, us. Like, we're going to walk out on you as friends. But no, I have another really odd fear, which makes me think that if there's such a thing as a previous life, I think I probably drowned on the Titanic or something, because I am terrified to be in a... This is so stupid. I'm terrified to be in a small boat and be up next to a big boat. Like, I am so intimidated.
That's such a specific scenario.
Like, if I'm up next to a large ship, I get the hives. I get nervous. I don't know why.
How long have you
so
been?
I think what happened was I was on the Titanic and fell into the water in the Atlantic and died.
How many times have you been in a small boat next to a big boat?
Four or five. And that was enough that I think about it a lot.
Wait, yeah.
You guys, first of all, you got to go to Facebook.com/KMOX1120. You can see the faces that I'm making at these two.
Yeah.
Because I'm stunned.
And you can see the terror on our faces. Yeah. Because I am.
I don't see terror in Amy's face on those. I see stress.
Yeah.
I see somebody that's like,
yeah.
And I look at you and I see just insanity.
Yeah. Can you that's explain right. one of the times that you've been in a big boat next to a little boat next to a
Chesapeake
big boat?
Bay.
Really?
Yeah. And also in San Diego once when I was a kid.
I don't like big boats if I'm in a little boat.
Yeah. I just don't like being up next to a large ship, you know, up close to it, because I feel like in a previous life I was helpless in the water, struggling for life next to the boat
as
it was sinking.
So sad. What if Leonardo DiCaprio is you? His character in Titanic was based off of Ranji.
I don't know, but
I hated that character too, so there we go.
It because he was on a piece of wood next to a big boat.
See?
Ranji.
I told you.
You are Jack.
Something. All right, stick around. We're going to talk a bit about some potential changes in news that we would like to see, and actually we want to be a part of here on the show. So we'll get to that coming up in a minute. It's the show on KMOX. All right, so we're going to get to this quote-unquote story about breaking news. I said the quote-unquote too soon. This story about quote-unquote breaking news in a couple seconds. But you guys were talking about some of the messages we're getting on the Facebook stream, facebook.com/KMOX1120 if you want to see the show, which is, you know, people talking. You know, I do occasionally make faces at the Facebook camera, so I like to do that once in a while. I like to mug for the people.
Well, people want to know, what does radio look like?
This.
Well,
it looks like
this.
Three of us talking into microphones.
And Dave over here, producer Dave, just judging us the entire time.
Yeah.
Like looking at us like these idiots.
Oh, the silent judge, just the look.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, it's the side eye, and that's the best.
Yeah.
Because then I know we got him.
Good side eye.
He's like, why did I agree to this?
Yeah, what am I doing here?
Honestly, aren't we all thinking that?
So I wanted to bring this quickly because we're getting lots of different things. And by the way, we love interaction even if you hate us. I hope you don't hate us, but if you do, I think it's funny. Because last week we got a voicemail that said we should change the name of the show.
Oh, God.
To Amy
and the two dipsticks, but she didn't say dipstick.
But she was
it's
somebody's
man.
And it was somebody's grandmother too. It wasn't like
honestly. I think I listened to that message multiple times. I think we should hire her because it was brilliantly.
I played it for my friends.
Yeah. I did too.
I did as well. And but we also got a bunch of texts today. They're like, "Love you guys, appreciate you. It's great to hear you." And we thank you for all of those. But I actually think the insults are funnier, so you can do those too.
Oh,
do whatever
don't
you want.
Encourage Kevin. 314-436-7900,
Facebook.com/KMOX1120, at the show KMOX on Twitter. All these ways where you can say hello, be nice, be mean, whatever. We're good with all of that.
Susan on Facebook says that we all might need professional
help. No, you too.
Oh, yeah. She was talking about Amy and
I think that's fair. I think that's fair for Susan. Well, I agree.
Certainly.
The only irrational things about me are irrational anger. Like, I don't have any irrational fears, but, like, I irrationally hate the first Maverick from Top Gun.
I think half of our show prep is me just asking Kevin, are you mad?
Are you mad? I'm never mad, though.
That's true.
Like, are you mad?
I'm never in, like, what you would call a bad mood, but there are certain things that push my buttons.
And it's true, isn't it?
Like, no, he's not mad. That's just his face.
I'm just intense.
You're very intense.
In the morning.
But I'm intense in the morning. Here's the thing. I thought I was a talker, and I thought I was intense. And this is like JV
to
the pros.
I have no competition
regard.
I wouldn't go as far as the intense thing, because my wife will tell you in the morning, I'm almost non-functional. It takes me a while. It takes me a couple of Mountain Dews to be like, alert. You're getting me pre-Mountain Dew high.
Wow.
That's why it's calmer and it's more like that. That's all that is.
Okay.
It's not anger. You guys, I mean, it's fun. I hate to say it like this because I'm going to sound like, you know, the old Bruce Banner, but you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. I don't let people see that angry guy very much.
That
like people outside.
Me.
It's not something that very many people see.
No, because that would terrify me because honestly, I am 92% scared of you at all times.
What are you just scared of redheads?
It's because you have the RMF, the resting mad face.
I do?
Yeah.
I know I have squinty little eyes.
The resting mad voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Resting mad. I'm just loud.
Sure.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So going back to your original story about CNN. the breaking news banner will be used far less frequently.
Oh, thank God.
First of all, I you know, as I said with you guys, I love the idea. We have to stop trying to sensationalize news 24 hours a day. Yeah. And I think we have too many outlets that love to do like, it's always breaking. It's not always breaking news. And even if it is news that is breaking, it's not always important enough for big old banners and scrawling crap and all that kind of stuff. Can we treat important things like they're important and everything else like what it is? A secondary event, a tertiary event. See, I know that word too. And
very good.
I think that it's in, you know, like I love this idea. I love it too, because it's coming along with other ideas to change. And I don't know that I believe it's going to happen, but I hope that more places go this route where they want to be, according to their new guy, Chris Licht. You know, mm-hmm. He's the new guy in charge and he's young. He's like,
it might be light.
He's like my age, whatever. I got a friend in high school who was Terry Licht. I'd say it that way, but there was a football player whose name was like that and it was Lights. I don't know. It's one of those, but it's L-I-C-T-H. But this guy is relatively young to be running a big media company, yeah. Right? Yeah. He's like 50 years old, which I can identify with. But I like the idea that he's pushing, which is more nuance, less hype, more effort to reach a larger audience. Because what we've done, we've complained about it, how much those networks are trying to peel off their little slice and appeal to that slice and only that slice and not be for everyone. And I think when we've talked about this show, that's what we want. We don't want like one group of people to really love us and everybody else to go, ah, they only care about that. I mean, I think most people fit this description of wanting things to be just normal and balanced and not just be, we have to yell all the time or we have to make everything that's seem like a big deal when it's not a big deal.
Well, I'll just give some specifics here to what you were saying, like the breaking news banners, not all the time. They're going to cut down or eliminate snarky on-air captions like angry Trump turns briefing into propaganda session. That's discouraged. The political shows are trying to book more conservative voices. I can tell you one of them. Jonah Goldberg left Fox News as a commentator on principle, and CNN picked him up. And Jonah Goldberg is a well-known conservative voice, so now he is an analyst on CNN. And then also, producers have been urged to ignore Twitter backlash from the right and left. Stop being so responsive to Twitter.
That has to be a thing in general. Like, I'm on Twitter all the time, but I don't let it get to me. And I don't want to bring everything that happens there to the airwaves. And I think we do too much of that. And I don't mean we, like us three. I mean, like in our business, we're just way too much about, you know, well, this is getting a lot of reaction, so let's keep doing that.
It's something like a very small percentage in the single digits, I think, of the population make up 90% of the tweets. So it's not necessary. There are real people who are tweeting, but it's not necessarily representative of the country or representative right. How the world feels.
I think only 20% of Americans are even on Twitter.
That might be about right.
I want to say it's something like 14%, and the vast majority of them are not very active.
No, they're lurkers.
Right.
Yeah.
They're watching.
Very active, yes. Very political, very online Twitter users are like a small percentage of all Twitter users.
Yeah. But the idea that we have to get it's been a pet peeve of mine for a very long time. The overuse of breaking news, breaking news, breaking news. To me, I think CNN's problem, because there are a lot of people who criticize them for being leftist or whatever. I don't really think that's their problem. Their problem is that they are so inclined to lean toward the sensational. And news in general is kind of like that. But the real question is, and it's something that Kevin mentioned, and when we were putting this show together talking about it, what's the thing we want to appeal to? And I think we all here feel like there has to be a large percentage, if not the great majority of people in the country that are tired of the extreme nonsense all the time, the sensational all the time, that there are a lot of people that just want, let's have some level-headed conversation. Now, the question is for CNN, and Kevin raised this, is will that get people to watch more frequently, right? Or do they also lean toward the nonsensical, extremist, sensational views? Is that what people want? Is that why CNN has been doing it for years?
That's what I want to ask you guys is, do you think it'll actually work? Like for them,
I hope it appeals to people who are tired of the nonsense.
I mean, you got the problem that they have, and I think it's every one of the news, the TV news networks. The problem that they have is they have a reputation with one percentage of the population, and it's going to be hard to change that. So they got to work really hard to change that. I don't think this kind of effort, if they're actually going to make the full go of it, is going to happen quick. No, I think it takes time.
You can make now in this case, you can actually make the logistical change quickly,
yes.
But it takes a time for the reputation to change because, again, there's a difference between a Don Lemon talking head who's with CNN and Clarissa Ward, who in my mind is like the best reporter in the world, right? We talked about the difference between reporters and talking heads. So if you start bringing in like a Jonah Goldberg or a wider spectrum of opinions, you've affected that change. Now you need to let that roll out.
Yeah, can't just make a change anytime there's a first sign of difficulty in the ratings or whatever. They got to let it play out for a good period of time. All right, hang tight. When we come back, we're doing our Redbird Report. It is the Cardinals' day off. They had a great, good weekend in Chicago. They're in Tampa now. We'll tell you what's going on with the Redbirds when we come back on KMOX.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The pitch by Ueno.
Albert is hit high and deep. A home run for Harrison Bader. Yadier Molina has homered.
Double play.
It's a big fly for
the first inning for Goldie.
This is the Redbirds Report.
All right, doing a little baseball here on your home for the Cardinals. KMOX Cards are off today. They took 3 out of 5 against the Cubs at Wrigley Field. I can see, you know how fans are, like people are perfectionists. Like, well, the Cubs suck. You need to go win more than 3. I'm like, you win 60% of the time, you're doing okay. I mean, it'd have been nice to get another one out of that when you're facing a weaker opponent. But
on the road too.
Whatever. You got 3 out of 5. You had to do a lot of weird stuff with your pitching. I mean, you played 5 games in 4 days, 4 games in 3 days, and used the pen in very different and creative ways, which I actually like. You know, we've heard this forever from managers across baseball. Like, well, we don't have to do things by formula. We can do things differently. Well, you know what? Ollie Marmol is. He's just finding the ways to get what they need out of this bullpen right now. Yesterday, it was Hennessy Cabrera for four innings because they've had to use people heavily. They had to use Helsley for two innings the day before. Had to use Gallegos for two innings to get through. I mean, like, they've been creative and aggressive with it. I like it.
Honestly, everything I needed in the Cardinals-Cubs series was encapsulated in Ollie Marmol's ejection from the game. And the way he held his hands up into the face of the umpire and said, "See my hands? Here it is." He walked over to home plate. Here's the strike zone. Here's where the ball is. This is how far it was out. And just the way he made his case was so beautiful. It was such a perfect ejection from a game.
That was a really good ejection.
I loved it.
That was a great managerial tirade.
It was the Shakespeare of managers being ejected from a ball game.
It felt very Aaron Boone-like. Aaron Boone's had a couple of good ones.
You guys ever have a snap like that?
Oh, no, I don't.
No, we're not like you, Kevin.
Cry.
You've never had a snap?
See, Amy just cries.
No, my go-to emotion is crying. I'm not proud of it. It just happens.
Ron, do you ever have a snap like that?
I can't think of a time that I lost my stuff.
Really?
Really?
Not lately. Not in it's been a very long time.
Huh.
I just don't. I really don't. Like, I'll get angry, but you know what I am? I'm a seether. I like to seethe.
Oh, that's the worst. Do you hold grudges?
No. No, I just, I simmer on being mad for a little bit.
Yeah, I can see
but
that.
But I don't freak out. I don't boil.
I know you guys would be shocked. I snap.
Yeah. We know, dude.
So you would get thrown out. I would see the pitch. I'd walk up to the umpire and I'd just be like, start crying. But it's not fair.
That is not fair.
Why are you doing this to me?
This is like so far out.
That absolutely checks out.
A couple of other quick things. People want updates on what's going on with Cardinals players that are injured. Jack Flaherty threw yesterday and it went pretty well. 9 outs on 30 pitches is pretty good. Topped out at 96 miles an hour, I believe. I can't remember exactly. Mm-hmm. I believe he struck out four or five guys in that stretch. But, they're minor leaguers. So, I mean, let's not get crazy. But the fact that it was that efficient, touching 96, you could be looking at him back in 2 or 3 weeks. You know, it's just going to take some time to build up. And then we always have that question with guys dealing with anything related to the shoulder or anything like that. It can always pop back up. So hopefully there are no setbacks. Because if they're not, you could see him by the end of June rejoining the rotation.
If there's any real place the Cardinals need some help, it's in the rotation.
For sure,
and that's it. You get him, and you're probably going to deal with another injury from now until the end of the year. We've got 4 months left to go, and it's starting pitching. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
So if it does, expect it, but the more guys you have available to you, certainly they're going to be in a better position. But going back to the series against the Cubs, here's where I look at this, and it's the division, and it's how you're playing against the division. And so far, the Cardinals they're doing well. They've got a winning record within the division. Now, that's going to get you, if you continue to play like that, the likelihood is you go to the playoffs. You may not actually win the division, but you're going to be a postseason team. But they've dominated Pittsburgh. They've won 5 of the 6 against them. They're 3-2.
50-50 against Milwaukee.
4-4 against Milwaukee, which is acceptable because that's a really good ball club.
Mm-hmm.
3-2 against the Cubs. You're 2-1 against Cincinnati so far. So just keep up the division winning and you're going to be in really good shape. And then they're good against the Padres. They swept the Padres. Yeah. So I'm perfectly happy with that. I have a question for you guys because I'm very surprised by this. And I was on CBS Sports Radio on Saturday doing a show and got into this conversation with, I was national.
Some people have a house. Some people are on CBS.
Yeah, whatever. No big deal.
Did you guys know I have a house?
No. You have a wife and
tell
a
us
house?
And dogs.
Wow.
My God. Do you need windows too? Tell us about your windows.
There you go.
I had a caller because I was talking about the Cardinals-Cubs rivalry. And I relate a story that for me growing up, and this is, 80s, 90s, I always felt like if you were to ask somebody who was a Cardinals fan, if the Cardinals don't win the World Series, who would you like to see win it? And I would estimate that 4 of 5 people would say the Cubs at that time.
Really?
Yes. In my experience, people thought of it as a friendlier rivalry. It didn't start to change until the late 90s for me. And so I said that, and this guy called in from St. Louis. He was listening, and he was like, I was really enjoying it until you said that. And then he started to talk about how he would go to Wrigley Field with his friends, and there was always almost a fight because the Cubs fans were jerks, and then the coming back here would be the same kind of thing. And I said that I bet you 80 to 90% of Cardinals fans and Cubs fans have never been to the other ballpark.
Oh.
Like, have never been to Wrigley Field. And I put up a Twitter poll yesterday, totally unscientific, and I understand that. But I am absolutely stunned because the majority of each fan base, like, from the Cardinals fan perspective, at least two-thirds of the Cardinals fans have said they've been to Wrigley Field. And these are just my Twitter followers.
Well, these are people that are sports people, like diehards.
And Cubs fans, the majority of the Cubs fans who responded said they have been to Busch Stadium. Mm-hmm. I'm stunned by that. I always figured that even though it was close in proximity, then most people just watch the games on TV. If the Cardinals are playing at Wrigley, they're not going. And again, I know this isn't representative of the entire fan base, but I'm stunned to find that out, aren't you?
No.
Hmm. That's interesting to me.
I mean, I would say I'm maybe mildly surprised, but probably not. I mean, I've lived in both cities, and it's always been a major topic of conversation whenever it happens in both cities, so why would I be surprised by that?
I don't know.
And they're both huge sports towns that have long, you know, like that. These, and the rivalry's been going on forever. It doesn't surprise me.
Well, I would think people are watching on TV, no doubt. But to go to the other ballpark, to travel the 4.5-5 hours and plan a trip, I think people think about doing it.
Yeah,
but
it's summer.
I know, but I'm just stunned to hear that. I didn't think it would be that high.
Did you guys see
that? Seems high. I haven't been.
Right.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
And I didn't go until
Field trip.
I think I was like 24 or 5 the first time I was at Wrigley Field.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. All right. By the way, there is a great story. We're going to maybe get to this a little later on, but the Chicago Sun-Times did a fun comparison between the Cardinals and Cubs. And why do the Cubs, with all of their resources, fall to the bottom when the Cardinals never do? Just thought that was funny. I wanted to mention that to rub that in just a little bit. All right. Cardinals and the Tampa Bay Rays will get it started tomorrow night here on KMOX. All right, back in on the show. Chris Brown, Jamie Marks, of course, Kevin Wheeler with you here on KMOX. You guys think they played this for the Queen's Jubilee?
Yeah.
What do you think? Yes. You think the old Queen jams out to a little Run DMC, Aerosmith, kind of back and forth?
I don't understand why you're questioning it. Like, why wouldn't she?
I'm asking you legitimately, like a legit question. You're looking at me like I'm trolling you.
It's the answer is 100% yes.
Yeah.
You
brought this up earlier, right?
Well,
the Queen's
yes,
Jubilee thing?
Because I've got thoughts on the Queen's Platinum Jubilee as she was celebrating 70 years on the throne. She's 96 years
old. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Might need some medication.
Oh, my gosh. Kevin.
Man.
Producer Dave's like, yeah, that's great. That's a good
one.
Well,
he's a horrible person, too. So, I mean, none of this is a surprise.
I'm sorry.
But Queen Elizabeth II, right, and everybody was talking about her Jubilee celebration, which extended throughout the weekend. And I wanted to get Kevin's thoughts because I have thoughts on this. And all I know is like, Kevin hates the Queen.
No.
Kevin hates royalty.
I hate royalty.
Okay, elaborate, please.
Well, I mean, again, it's just the concept that God made us better than everybody else. Like, just seriously, stuff that where the sun doesn't shine. It's 2022. God didn't pick you. Your ancestors were better at killing and stealing than other people's ancestors, so you are super wealthy and powerful. Can we stop with the charade? I don't care about the Jubilee.
But she's a nice lady.
Maybe. Maybe, but probably not.
She seems
not.
Like a nice... Well, yeah, probably not.
No, she is.
I watched the TV show on Netflix.
Yeah, and that's accurate.
Here's the thing.
It was a great show.
I get why you don't like royalty. However, I think for the United Kingdom, this works. And she is a figurehead, but leadership matters. And when you look at the 70 years for which she has been on the throne and what she's seen and what she's meant to that country, I have so much respect for the queen. And I do think, however, that the amount of her dedication to duty and absolutely giving up her own personality and independence to be the queen and devotion to the duty of being the queen, I don't think whoever follows her, you know, Charles or William, it won't be the same. They won't see what she saw. They won't be what she was for these 7 decades on the throne in England. I think whether it was her speeches or whatever, I mean, sure, you don't like the queen, and in America...
Oh, no, I don't mind her.
Okay, royalty.
I don't like royalty.
But the thing
general,
is,
just
right.
Concept.
It's not our country, and England does. I mean, you look at the people who showed up. She means something to them. And here's the thing. Don't you think that if you just looked, if you were an alien and you arrived in the United States and you arrived in England and you saw the motorcades and you saw the houses and you saw the fanfare, is there much difference between Biden and the queen? If you're an alien?
Well, if you're an alien, you only see that one moment. Maybe, but if you see that's how her entire life is, it's not going to be. It hasn't been Joe Biden's entire life leading up to this, and won't
living
be
in palaces.
Yeah,
and,
like that's
but
royalty
the
is different.
Fanfare, if people don't
the
like,
fan, I don't think. I think there's more fanfare for, you know, the monarchy, and if I'm not mistaken, the sentiment, the public sentiment from people in England is not that. Well, she is popular.
Yes.
They like her, but the people who like the monarchy, that number is shrinking. So, like, there's probably going to be a time where they do away with that idea altogether. Don't know if it's going to be anytime soon, but having a monarchy in the UK is not as popular as she individually is. Like, she's much more popular than the actual concept.
Nothing. It's not a personal thing with this particular queen.
I like to think that you're personally mad at the queen.
Not really, but I'll tell you what. Her, what was that thing that lady called us, Ronj?
Dipsticks.
But with the other word.
Right.
At the end. Her dipstick son. Preaching about helping, we're going to do more for the
William Charles. Her actual son. Sorry,
yeah. That guy that's like, we're going to raise awareness for things for the poor while I sit on this giant throne
sort of
gold with all these medals that I never earned. But we care about my people. You don't care. What are you doing? You're sitting on a literal throne of gold, telling us how
beautiful.
You want to take care of the regular people. How about this? Sell your crap and give them the money.
Kevin, don't the medals look great, though?
Well, all medals are great when you didn't have to bleed for them.
That's true.
Wow.
I don't know, man. I feel like I don't like the concept of monarchy that much. But there is something fascinating about that particular family.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because...
They were monsters in that show.
Yeah,
they're so horrible to their own children.
Well, the Princess Anne just wanted to get drunk. I mean, she just wanted to have a good time.
She was like the only relatable person in the entire show.
But
you're like,
you think,
I totally get where she's coming from.
Yes, I do feel like, right, just the lifestyles and like the celebrity status and who knows with Harry and all of that, goodness gracious. But the Queen Elizabeth II, I really have nothing but like the utmost respect. You think of what she's been through, what she's done in her life and how important her messages have been. But I understand the whole concept of royalty is odd, but I do think it's still popular.
It made some sense in a time when people were basically illiterate and you could just fool them. You'd be like, no. God picked our family to be your betters, not you.
Right.
So you have to go along with what we say. And people fell for that. Again, I don't blame people. Again, most people were just working people that didn't, where they couldn't read. They didn't, nobody was out there doing a whole lot of philosophy. You had to work, man. You had to find a way to make money to get your food, to feed your family. Like, you know, in those days it was different. But I can't believe that we in 2022 still acknowledge this.
But I don't think
officially, I mean,
the Queen of England, Elizabeth, Charles, Camilla, Parker Bowles, they're not making the argument for divine sovereignty.
No, they
they're
just
not
say we
and there's no
right,
by God.
We just have a right to our palaces and our money,
which is nice,
which is
no
taken from other
what's
people.
The authority?
They're less offensive to me than the Kardashians.
Oh, well, that's a different thing, but I'm equally offended by them too. Yes.
I agree with you on that. I'm like more offended by the Kardashians. Get out there and work.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, you guys work real hard.
Hmm. Must be tough to come up wealthy.
It's not easy to make those tapes and then leak them.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.